Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report. We take you now to Brink Chetley.
Invasion in the Holy Land. This is Brink Chetley in the Kids Radio Old Testament Action Newsroom, where we've been following an incredible story unfolding in the Middle East circa 1406 BC. The people of Israel are apparently getting ready to invade the land of Canaan, specifically the Canaanite stronghold of Jericho. ACE reporter Lucy Cunningham Schultz is at the scene. Lucy, exactly where are you right now?
Well, Brink, our camp is situated near the town of Shittim, just a few miles away from the Jordan River. To our west beyond the river lies the city of Jericho.
Why are the Israelites invading Canaan?
Brink, the voice you hear behind me is that of the leader of the Israelites, a man named Joshua. He is talking with his commanders. I'll get closer and see if he can answer your question.
Understand, we cannot move before the spies return. Until then, tell the people to devote themselves to prayer.
Yes, sir.
Joshua?
Huh?
Lucy Cunningham Schultz, OT Action News. Just a few questions, sir, if I may.
If they are quick.
Thank you. First off, why Canaan?
This is the land the Lord our God promised our nation's father Abraham more than 680 years ago.
So since your ancestors settled here, you feel you have the territorial right to reclaim the land?
Not just the territorial right, but the divine right given to us by God to take possession of the entire country, from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river Euphrates to the great sea.
I see. Now, what is your...
Please, I must join my people in prayer.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, there you have it, Brink. The Israelites are claiming the land by divine right.
So this is a holy conquest?
It would appear so.
Lucy, what kind of man is Joshua?
He takes the leadership of his people very seriously. He publicly proclaims that he draws his strength and courage from God, and he fully intends to take this land as soon as he hears from his spies.
Thank you, Lucy. We'll check back with you later.
Right, Brink.
Well, the spies you heard Lucy and Joshua mention a few moments ago are part of a fantastic report by OT Action News correspondent Lawrence Hodges, who broke this story in the first place. 3 days ago, Joshua sent two men to scope out Jericho and the surrounding land. Lawrence was in Jericho on assignment when the spies arrived. For obvious security reasons, we could not air the report until we were assured of Lawrence and the spies' safety. But we now bring it to you, uncut and in its entirety.
It's evening now in Jericho, and I'm in one of the most popular places in town, Rahab's Inn. Its owner, Rahab, is here with me.
Hello, welcome. My inn is your inn.
Rahab, why is your place so... What in the world is that?
Rahab! The king's soldiers! They're coming!
Lock the door, quickly.
What is it, Rahab?
The king's guards are coming for you.
What? We must leave at once.
They're on horseback. You're on foot. You'll never get away.
Then what do we do?
Go up to the roof. It's lined with stalks of flax. Hide under them.
And trap ourselves?
I will take care of the king's soldiers.
How?
I simply will. You must trust me.
Why should we?
Because you have no choice.
Open up in the name of the king!
Well, what will it be? Will you sacrifice yourselves?
All right. The roof.
Through that door, and stay quiet. As for the rest of you, not a word.
Open this door in the name of the king!
Ramandu! Why all the racket? You know my door is always open to you.
Never mind that. We're on the king's business, looking for spies.
Spies?
That's right. Sent here by the Hebrews to discover the best way to attack us.
So that's why they behave so strangely.
Then you've seen them?
Yes, they were here earlier. Dirty spies. If I'd known, I would have thrown them out in the street.
Where are they now?
They left at dusk as the city gates were about to close. That wasn't very long ago. If you hurry, you can catch up with them. Well, what are you waiting for?
Perhaps I should search your house just to make certain they didn't stay.
Go ahead if you want, if you feel you can afford the time. I was under the impression that the king wanted spies caught immediately.
Mount up and tell the gatekeeper to seal the gates as soon as we leave.
Yes, Commander.
That way, in case we don't find them, they'll be trapped here until we return. Then we will search your house, Rahab, and you won't like it.